diet, good cardiovascular program, and a good resistance program. Those are the three main things you really need to concentrate on. They have to be well managed, well programmed, but you know, take that three-prong approach, you can really get that done. Diet is so important to, you know, having a low-fat diet. You know, the skin around that area, you know, does sag over time, but it can be managed. You know, Madonna's training 4+ hours a day. Unfortunately, not everyone has that luxury of training four to five hours a day, sort of two or three sessions a day. So it's trying to be a little bit more active in your daily life that enables you to use your arms a little bit more, you know, call it hardcore housework, you know, put some wrist weights on your wrists and do your housework just to use your arms more, just get using more.
Not every woman, though, necessarily wants to look quite as, in fact, quite a lot of women don't want to look quite as ripped as Madonna. Someone just saying, I quite like just normal flap-free arms.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So I don't want to over gym. I don't want to over work the arms. So it's a balancing act, presumably. You've got to get it just right for you.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's different. So, you know, don't tailor make yourself to the program. You make the program tailor made to you. So everyone is completely different. And do not compare yourself to anyone else. It's a very common thing. And oh, you know, she's 50, I'm 24. You know what? You know why can she do it and I can't? She's different to you. She's been training her whole life from a young age. She's been in this. She has to look good. It's her job, you know. And if she wants to sell records and that, she has to look good. So training hard is training too hard, maybe. You know, but if that's what she wants to do, then that's what she wants to do.
So if you're at the gym or if you're at home or you're with a personal trainer, whatever your circumstance may be, basic rule is if you're lifting weights of some kind, it doesn't necessarily have to be a gym weight, it doesn't have to be a kettlebell, whatever it might be.
Nope.
It could be something heavy at home, as long as you're bending right and, you know, you're looking after yourself.
Yeah.
If you're lifting weights, picking them up with your hands, which muscle are you actually exercising? Are you exercising the bicep and are you exercising the forearm and the bit at the back that you're worried about being a little bit flabby? Is that what you're actually doing?
Yeah, I mean, you've got, obviously, if you're trying to target your tricep muscle, which is the bingo wing, they say.
The bit underneath?
Yeah, I hate the word bingo wing.
Yeah.
It's the tricep. If you want to target that area, you know, you've got to work the bicep as well, which is the front of the arm. So it's called the agonist and antagonistic muscle. So if you're working your tricep, your bicep's going to be...
Yeah.
Yep. So if your tricep's the agonist, which is the one you're working, your antagonist is going to be your bicep.
Okay.
So work both together, two separate moves. You don't want one developing ahead of the other, so by doing both at the same time, or both after each other.
So time on one arm, time on the other?
Yeah, time on one part of the arm and time on one part of the other arm.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to completely target the tricep, otherwise you're...
Well, otherwise you're going to...
outperform the biceps.
You're going to end up like the Elephant Man, aren't you?
You're
going to have a huge arm on one side and the other one's going to be with it. It's not going to work right. Okay, we'll break for some music. We'll talk...